Hello, welcome. Today we're going to talk about guilt. Have you ever felt guilt? I know I have. Well, today I'm going to share with you a tip to help that. Hi, welcome to the Heavenly Confidence Show. My name is Kim Reitzel. Are you ready to start experiencing the peace and confidence Jesus said was yours by His sacrifice for you? Are you ready to understand your true identity and know without a doubt how much you are loved and demolish everything that stops you from experiencing its benefit? Let me ask you this, godly friend. Does negative thoughts about your past or future ruin your ability to rejoice in your today's? I have you covered. It is not your fault. I felt just like you do and was tricked because I lacked knowledge. But now I know a thing or two, and I am going to share it all with you. As a master certified neuro coach with a master's degree in clinical Christian counseling, God has changed me from glory to glory. And you know what? He'll do it for you too. So if you're ready to get unstuck and become knowledgeable and become equipped to know how God created your brain and your whole body to function, I've got you. I love to share it all, sprinkled with some fun knowledge about improving the whole body, soul, and spirit, sprinkled in with some help tips as well. So grab your Bible, drop your dumbbells, and freshen your lipstick, and let's have some fun learning about our Lord and how He made our bodies to work best in this fallen world. Come join me inside the show. Hello, lovely people. Well, let's talk about some more fun things. Let's talk about sin. Ooh, not something I always like to talk about. But one thing I want to kind of just bring up, a new way of looking at this. So we know that Jesus died for our sins. We are forgiven. He created a way for us, and all of our sin is put on Jesus. So I just heard recently how we are made new in Christ, but we still have the sin habit living inside of us. So when we look at it that way, we know that that's why we can experience some of the things we do and why it's hard for us to change our ways, because all these things have been automated in us from the beginning of time. So now, with God's help, we start changing these things. But we know that through Christ, we are forgiven. It is not by what we do, but it is by what He did. We've gone over those scriptures before in past podcasts. But the whole thing is that we're working out these old sin habits that are in us, and God says He is right here with us. So we know in the Bible there's many scriptures about repenting. So turn away that your sins may be blotted out. And in Matthew it says, from the time Jesus began to preach, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we know that our Lord and Savior is the one that supplies the way. But now we have some things to work out of us. And I don't know about you, but for me, it's been a journey. And I remember years ago thinking of, you know, God revealing these things that could give me better outcomes. You know, I believe everything that God tells us not to do and calls sin is for our benefit. It's going to give us better circumstances and situations from our decisions. So like I said, years ago, I remember God revealing these things to me, and I kept thinking, oh my goodness, this reminds me of like a farmer that is clearing a field, and it is a forest with a lot of rocks in it. And that's how I, when I became a faith-minded Christian and decided to follow Jesus and received him as my Lord and Savior, I have a lot of old sin habits in there that we'll just call the forest and the rocks. And I remember as we went along, and it's so interesting too, because during that time, I felt so loved, but being from a guilt and shame-ridden past, I wanted to do the right thing. And I have to say, there has been so many things that I have not gotten to experience the happiness out of life because I was so afraid of making another mistake. And I don't want you to feel that way. But I want you to know that God is there helping you, one rock at a time, one tree at a time. And I remember there was times like it came to the point of like, really, this, a little pebble, a little beginning of a seed of a tree, you want me to clean that up? And each time I did it, and each time I listened to his voice and was able, with his help, to resist that habit of sin that I had incorporated from just habits of so many years ago. And, you know, it's just simple things. But through the years, it has brought me such great joy, not in the idea that I did it and I get to look good about myself, but I did it, so then now I get a different circumstance than what I did before. So we all have those little nudges by the Holy Spirit. We all have those things that God is telling us and encouraging us to come to his side on it because there's going to be a benefit for us on the other side. Now, in saying that, as long as we have air coming in our lungs, there is no way we are going to be without sin. We are by nature sinful. So I don't want any condemnation to come upon anyone from this because I want you to receive totally God's love and compassion and how he is bringing us over to his side, like cuddling us, crawling up on his lap. So we get to experience the better circumstances on the other side. So we are new in Christ with a sin habit that is being acknowledged as not God's intention. So each time the Holy Spirit shows you another pebble, sometimes he's showing us these big boulders, and then there's other times we're seeing just these little pebbles, but they make a difference. And know that he is saying, come over to my side in the most loving, kind way. And with him working inside you and helping you do it, each time it gets a little easier. At least that's been my experience, and I hope it is yours. So, with all kinds of love and prayers for you, and just encouragement to know as God is clearing out that field, it is so much better when you go over to the other side and know that even when you make a mistake, you can immediately repent of it and go back into God's loving grace and experience that great big hug from our God who loves you so, 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 so much. God bless. Hey, you made it to the end. I think we are godly girlfriends. Can I ask a favor of you? Can you leave me a review or 5 stars if you got a wonderful aha that's going to change your life? Also, I want to tell you about the Bibletations app. There, I share a lot of things that help automate God's word inside of us so we get the benefits of it. First of all, you get a daily prayer starter that's filled with a Bible verse with a power thought to say for that day. Also, there's Bibletations by subject matter. So anytime you're needing a little help and wondering what the scripture says, what the Bible tells you, you'll find it in that Bibletation. We have lots of them for you to choose from. There's so much more. Go check it out. And if we mentioned anything in this podcast, you can find them in the podcast notes. So take care until next time, my godly girlfriend.